out there? Listen, it's May 1st, 2015. It's been 3 days since the incident. There's a group of us held up in a warehouse outside of Riverside, California. We're heading north. My name is Benjamin King. It's been a grueling few days. I don't know where to start this, so. There's a group of us. 10. Maybe more by the time I get back. I wanted to keep a log of what we've been through and how we've been dealing with it. I guess we'll start from the beginning. It was 4:30 in the morning. I was heading to work. I got there and started my normal rigmarole of things I had to get done. I heard a loud explosion about 5:10. Ran outside and I didn't see much, so I went back in to work some more. I work at a restaurant. I open it every day. I did. About 5:30, there was a loud smack on the glass window. I ran to see what it was, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. There was a man covered in blood. He was making noises, but it wasn't speech. I didn't know what was going on. But I knew one thing. I wasn't sure now wasn't going out there. I ran to the back door and locked it. And then I dialed 911, and I got a busy signal. So I kept trying, and I couldn't get through. I ran back to check on the man. His eyes were a pale yellow. It was really weird. I felt I needed a new pair of pants. I ran back to the phone and tried to dial 911 again, and I couldn't get through. I ran through the restaurant turning off lights, thinking maybe that was attracting more, because I seen more coming. I didn't know what to do. When I went to check, there was 6 or 7 more. All banging on the glass. I didn't want to think they were zombies. This shit only happens in the movies. But as more and more came, I knew there was only one option, that was to get the hell out of there. My car was parked about, I don't know, 50 feet from the back door. I only had one option, to get to my car and get the hell out of there as fast as I could. I took a couple butcher knives and a broom handle and fashioned them on the end. I didn't know if I was being punked or if this was really happening, but I knew I was going to protect myself. I mustered every amount of courage, all the little bit of courage I could. Grabbed my new weapon. Made sure I had my car keys out. I knew my doors weren't locked, but I had to run. opened the back door. There was only two. I hit both of them with the blunt end of my weapon and ran to my car. Swung open the door, and there was no way I was getting the thing in the car fast enough, so I threw it on the ground and jumped in. I started the car, and I took off. Now, there's one thing you need to know. I have no family. I had no friends. Well, I did have a few friends, but nobody I really felt like risking my life for. I didn't know where I was going, but I just drove. And then I realized I needed gas. Might as well get gas before the shit hits the fan all the way. Then wait, you know. There's not really a whole lot of people on the road. Everybody's still sleeping. It's at this point, it's probably 5:45, 6 o'clock. So I stop into a gas station. I look around. I don't see anything coming at me, so I get out of the car and pull the gas cap off and run towards the front door. The doors are locked, and I don't see anybody inside. I start banging on the window. A man popped up from behind the counter and with a shotgun started screaming at me. I had to reassure him that I wasn't one of them. Told him to look at my eyes. I'm actually talking to you. He ran to the door and opened it up. I went inside. I found out his name was John. By this point, we had three or four coming towards the store. I told him I needed to get gas so we could get out of there. He told me his truck was parked right out back, right next to the back door. He asked me if I thought these were really zombies. Told him I was pretty fucking sure. We grabbed all the supplies we could. He said his truck had been, he just filled up his truck that morning. We grabbed all the water and all the food we could. We took turns running out to the truck and throwing stuff in the back. He had the shotgun. He also had a baseball bat. We took turns covering each other as we loaded up the back of this truck. He had to shoot a couple of them. I watched heads explode. It wasn't pretty. After we got all of our supplies in the truck, one of us ran out and unlocked the passenger door. Got in. I slid over, unlocked the driver's door, opened my door back up, and covered John while he got inside. And we took off. By then, people were out. There's a few cars on the road, and you could see that they were oblivious to what was really going on. But we knew. We knew shit wasn't right, and we had to get the hell out of Dodge. We knew we couldn't go towards LA. If this was a zombie outbreak and they could infect other people, it wouldn't be long before all of LA was overran. Broke down cars and zombies taking over everything. I got on my phone and the internet was still working. It should have been, you know. So I mapped out a way to Bakersfield, figuring we'd head north. See, John never married. He never had kids. His parents were dead. He was an only child. So John was in the same boat I was. Didn't have nobody he had to get to, nobody he had to save. So we drove. A couple times the roads were blocked by military vehicles, abandoned. One spot had two tanks in the road. You could still smell the gunpowder and the death. We didn't know what to do. We drove around the barricades and continued north. Figured there was plenty of woods or something we could get to. And then it got bad. See, the military swooped in. National Guard blocked almost every exit. They were trying to quarantine us, so we turned around. We went back to Riverside. We found a warehouse and cleared it out. Didn't take too long. There was nobody there. We locked the doors. We figured we'd use it as a central base for a little while. We unloaded our supplies and knew we needed to get more before the looting fully started. It's almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon now. Maybe 3. I lost track of time. These things were everywhere. We didn't know where those people at. We didn't know if we should have a little vehicle that was faster, or a big vehicle that was able to ram stuff. But we figured to hell with it, we'd use John's truck. This warehouse had a fueling station with diesel and gas. We filled John's truck up and we traveled out. We drove for about 20 minutes, figuring that was good enough. We found a woman and a man in their cars, windows locked. We got them to follow us back to the warehouse. They had a few supplies from their house, and a handgun, and a couple extra boxes of ammo. We ate dinner that night, the four of us, and me and John ventured back out into the dark. Why? Because we needed to find more survivors. We left the man and woman that we found out their names, Slim and Gina. Slim knew exactly what was going on. We all did. But he was a horror movie buff. He loved it. Gina was a nurse. She'll probably come in handy later. And she has. I'm just a cook. John, a convenience store worker. What the hell did we know? We felt that we had to protect these people. We felt the numbers may help us. Why not? The dead had their numbers. All we had was each other. So me and John ventured back out into the dark. Found a family of 3, a man, a woman, and a child. Child was 14 years old. Man was balding, but he was an engineer. Figured he'd be useful. The woman was a school teacher. Figured maybe we could use those later on once we find a safe zone, community coming back up. We took them back to the warehouse and introduced them to Slim and Gina. They picked their corner of the warehouse to sleep in. They didn't have any weapons. Me and John took the first watch. And then we got maybe 3 hours of sleep. We were far enough away from the main part of the cities that we were okay. But we had to venture into those cities to find resources. Slim wanted to come with us, so we let him. The engineer, he figured he could get some sort of power system going. There was generators and whatnot, just in case the power goes down. Gina took the woman up to the roof. There was a water tower up there. Hadn't been used in years, but Gina figured that they could get it up and running. So at least we had some water if it did rain. It is California after all. We are in a drought. I was thinking of long term trying to get out. Everybody else was hoping things would get better. See, me and John hadn't told them about the army. About the military abandoning their posts. About them trying to block us off. I figured it'd only be a few days before we could actually get out again. Me, John, and Slim went out. We hit up every gun store and sporting goods store we could. Going in very cautiously and taking out anything we've seen. Most of the gun shops have been raided already. We did find a few things. We took all the ammo we could, even if it wouldn't fit in the guns that we did have. We found a couple 22s and a few little things. Yeah, they'll come in handy, hopefully. Slim, on the other hand, ran straight to the archery departments. Started grabbing whatever bows and arrows he could find. We got back. At least we had some weapons, some sort of defense. We dropped Slim off and told him we were going to go find some more vehicles. We need something to transport a lot of people if we did get them. Me and John took off. We found a couple school buses. Keys inside, completely abandoned. Driver and children gone. I didn't want to think about what happened to them. John drove the bus back because I didn't think I could. He said he drove a big rig back when he was younger. We drove it back and we asked Ray, the engineer, if he could think of a way to fortify it, block the windows out with metal grating, put some rams on the front just in case, some sort of defense and some sort of offense. He said, yeah, he would need somebody that could weld. Slim, well, he could weld. He was an artist. Slim stayed behind with Ray, and they got to work on the bus. We found a few more vehicles. We brought them back, little cars. We figured faster transportation, get in, get out, that sort of thing. We took this little car, and we went to leave, and we seen a man hiding in this parking garage. His name was John. Now I had two Johns. I called the man that I found at the gas station Little John. Like I was some sort of Robin Hood. Which I'm not. I'm just a cook. So me and Little John, we took John back. He was a computer tech. Not much use for that now, but hopefully he could pull his own weight. We soon found out he could. He didn't like being cooped up in the warehouse, so he's been going out every day, hiding in tree blinds like he's hunting for deer, watching the dead walk around, seeing how they react. We know a few things. We know a few things. See, 3 days ago, the dead started walking the earth, and now we're trying to survive. We do know that shooting them in the head does kill them. And these fuckers are fast. It's not like the zombies you see in the movies. But they're not going to run you down. It doesn't seem like they can communicate. But they do meet up. They do walk together in packs. We can't find any kind of reason to the way they're traveling, but it feels like there is a reason. Something inside of them is drawing them in one general direction or another. I'm making these records for anybody out there. Meet us north. Follow the signs. There'll be a big arrow. If we're heading towards the city, it'd be underlined in orange spray paint. You can't travel up the main highway, so it takes a long time to get places. Hopefully the military roadblocks will be able to be moved. Hopefully we can get out of here. That's our story so far. We found a few more people. We're doing okay. We have food and water and power and a few weapons. If you want, come join us. We're in a big warehouse in Riverside. You'll know it by the big orange smiley face on the side of the building. I'll keep doing these every few days when I have a chance. Tell you what we've learned, tell you where we're at, tell you what we're finding. Until then, be safe out there.